Hello, friends. My name is Eric Cloward, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode is called Responsibility. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this is that I've noticed in my life that while I understand the idea of taking responsibility for my own actions and my own feelings, it's not an easy thing to do. How do we do this? How do we get better about being responsible for the things in our lives? How do we accomplish this? In thinking about this over the last week or so, I was trying to think of ways that I could be better about taking responsibility for how I feel and the things that I do in my life. And this is what I came up with, so I want to share these ideas and thoughts with you today. Marcus Aurelius said, "You have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this, and you will find strength." And in saying this, what Marcus means is pretty clear, that the only thing you really truly have power over is your mind. So when we think about it, when you take responsibility for yourself, you recognize that it's your own thoughts that create the feelings that you have. You can step back and you can see that when you change how you view a situation, it can totally change how you feel about a situation. When you're responsible for your own emotions, regardless of what anybody else says, you are in control of yourself. By choosing to think differently about what's happening around you and changing your own emotions, you don't give power to other people over how you feel. So if you're upset because of something that someone said, you don't blame them for how you feel. So Brooke Castillo, one of my favorite life coaches, has a saying that I really, really like, even though I'm not very good at doing it. And it's that no one can make us feel anything without our permission. And while this is great in theory, because we are in charge of our own emotions, it is really hard to put in practice. Even our language is set up so that it's easy to blame others or outside things. You know, we can say that, you know, my phone made me so angry, or this person made me so angry. Well, it wasn't the phone, it wasn't the person, it was what you thought that made you angry. Now, on the flip side of that, we do not control somebody else's feelings either, because if they feel something, it's their own thinking that creates their feelings. And being responsible for ourselves, we don't take responsibility for how they feel about something. They're responsible for how they feel. This doesn't mean that we have to be mean or, you know, be a jerk or be cold towards other people. We can still be compassionate and understanding. But if they don't like something that we say, or they try to blame us for how they feel, we simply don't take ownership of that. So what does it mean to be responsible? What does the word responsible mean? Well, I looked it up in the dictionary, and it comes from the base Latin word responsabilis, which is Latin for to sponsor or pledge, to be answerable for. And ility means to act. So in a nutshell, responsibility means to act in a way that you have pledged. And Marcus Aurelius said, "Waste no more time arguing about what a good person should be one." And I think this right here is probably the crux of how to be more responsible for your own emotions and your own thinking. And that is to make choices, to actually act upon the things that you believe in. That's because choices are active, and being responsible means choosing to take action rather than just being acted upon. You choose your response to others instead of just reacting, because reactions are giving up our ability to actually choose. And in every situation, we have choices. They may not be many, and we may not like the choices we have, but we always have choices. And rather than simply waiting for something to happen, you can choose to respond. You can be proactive and choose to act. So, for example, just don't avoid doing evil, but choose to actively do good. And rather than just avoiding saying mean things to other people, be encouraging towards other people and say things that can help them have a better day. Rather than trying not to get angry, you can work on being kind and compassionate. Rather than avoiding an uncomfortable situation, you can face it head on with courage. You can take action. So how do we get better at taking action? Just like developing any skill, the first step is awareness. Awareness of yourself, awareness of the thoughts you have, the words that come out of your mouth, the things that you actually do. And the more you're aware of this, the more you can choose what you're going to think, what you're going to say, and what you're going to do, rather than just reacting to the situation around you. Now, awareness takes a lot of work. It means that you can't run on autopilot. And the brain likes to be efficient, and it likes running on autopilot. It likes having habits. It likes relying on emotions or gut feelings about things. And while in many cases, these shortcuts are good because they're based on experience, sometimes they are just things that don't really help us, and we end up being very reactive because these are bad habits that we've gotten into. Because being truly aware is really hard. It means that we have to take time, we have to take mental energy to look at a situation, to apply logic, and to think about options and outcomes. And then we actually have to act on those decisions that we make. Now, as we become more aware of our thoughts and our words and our actions, we need to take some time to think about what kind of person we want to be. And we need to ask if those thoughts and those actions help us become that kind of person. And we need to plan how we want to act in a given situation. And then when we're in that situation, actually act. When I was working on this, the one thing that really became very clear to me, and I can't stress this, and if there's one thing that you get from today's episode, it's that what I can recommend that will really help with this is pay attention to the language that you use. Because when you practice changing your language and being aware of how things are said, little things can make big differences, and there's a lot of nuance with things. For example, rather than saying, "You made me angry," you can say, "I felt angry when I heard what you said." Or even further, "I felt angry because I thought of this when I heard what you said." And what that does is it turns it around, and it means that you are taking responsibility for the fact that you felt angry or sad because you had these thoughts, but you're not blaming them for your own feelings. And being aware of your language like that, if you can really grasp onto that and listen to the little nuances in language, you can recognize how important words are. Taking responsibility for our thoughts and our actions is really not easy. But I think it becomes easier when we decide that we want to be active, that we want to make choices rather than just passively avoiding uncomfortable situations. So be the driver of your life and not just a passive onlooker. And that's the end of today's episode of Stoic Coffee Break. As always, be good to yourself, be good to others, and thanks for listening.
Hey friends, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like what you hear, I would really appreciate if you could help support me by making a pledge on Patreon. You can find me at patreon.com/stoiccoffee. Even just a small amount helps in keeping this podcast going. Also, head on over to my website at www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our weekly newsletter. And lastly, if you know of someone that might like or could benefit from this podcast, please share it with them. Word of mouth is one of the best ways to help this podcast grow. Thanks again for listening.